FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ, community, music. Steve Fee bringing you Grace. Selah, I Got Saved. And we also celebrated the 77s. Mike Rose celebrating a birthday today. Caught in an unguarded moment. Good morning, 752.
Weather-wise today, cloudy, drizzle, light rain, pretty much expected all day today, high 64. A chance of maybe some light rain on the overnight tonight, low 52. Cloudy tomorrow, showers still in the picture tomorrow, high 65. And then Saturday looks mostly cloudy. Some forecasters say maybe some light rain. Others not calling for rain. We'll see. And then mostly sunny and 81 for the high on Sunday. Right now, it is overcast. Some areas experiencing a little bit of light rain, and it is 61 degrees.
We're hanging out with author, teacher, J.P. Robertson. Good morning to you, J.P.
Bonjour. Good morning.
Great to have you here this morning.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You've written your very first book.
That is correct.
And it's called Twice Born, Secrets of Versailles, Book One. And it's so fascinating to me that you're writing about French history. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, I love to write about French history because I am a French teacher. And I've been teaching for a number of years, taught this history. And I decided that the time had come to actually take that knowledge and take what all that I had and wrap it around a shell of wrap it around like a kernel of truth, which is the word of God, of course. So I wanted to bring out some great spiritual truths by my book to kind of help edify people, but create a really amazing picture of Versailles the way it was, with characters that actually bring the court to life.
And do you have a favorite character? I mean, I know they're probably all like your children in some ways because you create them, but do you have a favorite?
Absolutely. Well, absolutely not. Actually. Because like you said, they're all kind of like my children. I really do. I love, you know, all the characters that have been engendered, been created here. But there are four characters that actually kind of come to mind as really having powerful lessons. And the first is Antoine. Antoine and Hugo are twins. And Hugo is very religious, very kind of, you know, churchy in his own way. And Antoine is irreligious because he's a soldier and he's seen a lot of things done in the name of God that don't really match up to what the Bible says or what he knows of God. So he kind of gets turned away. And one of the points of Twice Born is to connect with people and to identify themes that contemporary readers face. And a lot of us kind of see a difference now between maybe churchianity, what I call churchianity, and Christianity. So we kind of get these two polar opposites embodied in these brothers. And through a variety of situations and scenarios, which I will not reveal right now, they go through this really climatic these climatic moments that build up the tension between them. So ultimately, we have this climax coming between these two brothers. We also have Skyla, who is a young girl, who is a young woman, I should say, who is kind of looking for more out of life than what she currently has. So we learn through Skyla how we can deal with temptation. How do we deal with when things are set before us that we may not be the best of choice? You know, how do we deal with those kind of things? And then the last one that I would talk about right now is Angélique. Angélique is a woman who has a head knowledge of grace, but only when she makes this really big mistake in her life, which again, a lot of us can probably identify with. And as the story goes on, she begins to really understand the meaning of grace and the power of grace and what that actually really does for us. So again, in short, Twice Born, its purpose is to expose or bring a kernel of truth to people but it's surrounded by a shell of intrigue, romance, and of course, history that bring Versailles to life.
Sounds like a great story. We're talking with J.P. Robertson. He's the author of Twice Born, Secrets of Versailles, Book One. You've already finished Book Two.
I have. It'll be released next year.
Very cool. Now, where can folks get the book?
They can get Twice Born on my website, jprobinsonbooks.com, at Barnes & Noble, the physical store, or online, and also, of course, on Amazon worldwide.
And if they want to meet you and get the book, this Saturday, you're going to be at Rachel's Crêperie. Tell us about
that. I am so excited to be at Rachel's Crêperie. I'm down in 201 West Walnut Street in Lancaster City.
Nice tie-in with the French theme.
Absolutely. Rachel has been great to work with. We are going to be there on October 14th, this Saturday, from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're doing this really amazing program with giveaways and involving Twitter and social media there to kind of generate a lot of interest about this and, you know, just share.
Yeah. And then coming up, you're going to be at Barnes & Noble in November as
well. That is correct. November 4th.
The local one on Fruitville.
Mm-hmm. From 2 to 4 p.m. on November 4th.
Very cool. J.P. Robertson is the author of Twice Born. You can visit him online, jprobertsonbooks.com, or you can meet him in person. He'll have the books at Rachel's this Saturday from noon to 2. You can win some prizes, have some fun, and will you be wearing the same suit? Because you look really great.
I don't know about the same suit. I'll be wearing something special.
Yeah, well, go to WJTL's Facebook page, because oftentimes, J.P., folks come in knowing this is radio. They don't have to dress up. You look awesome.
Thank you very much.
You look like a teacher.
Thank you. very much.
So it was great hanging out with you today. Thank you for spending some time with us. Once again, visit JP online, jprobinsonbooks.com. Charlie Hall Band, back to the music. Give